Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Squab After. No action, 10 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're back early, and there's a good reason for it. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. As you know, every week I take a couple of segments and talk about things that are on my mind, just the two of us. And today I want to talk about what I call a powerful pandemic present that I want you to claim. This is the 17th edition of my new regular series devoted to helping your small business successfully navigate the uncharted post-pandemic economy. When normal tried to pass as new on Twitter, the cancel culture came apart and the account was immediately suspended. Proto-market, my friends, proto-market was born 10,000 years ago when Og and Gog dropped their clubs and said, "Let's stop fighting and do business." At that same moment, something else was born that became the second most powerful force: trust. Only a mother's love is more awesome. Everybody knows that. Now fast forward to 2020, and trust is still the abiding nexus of every human interaction. Arki Chankuti, Dr. Arki Chankuti, my friend, our friend, and co-author of Built on Trust, says, "We are a society in search of trust." In life, the expectation of trust is non-negotiable. Humans may be illogical about love, but we're not confused about trust. We require it. As a small business owner, you've accrued a rare pandemic present arising from the increased velocity of the new regular economy. Trust is now more valuable and therefore more powerful than ever. And since small businesses are the best at delivering trust, this greater emphasis may become your only advantage over corporate America. Happy birthday. But the trust advantage isn't self-actuating. You have to claim it, protect it, and leverage it. Not long ago, we were merely in the digital age. Everything was under extreme pressure from the breathtaking speed of light velocity of change, right? No big deal, right? A new social media platform popping up every other day? Bring it on. An explosion of online buying? We got this. More prospects doing business on a mobile device? No prob. Amacong and Wallzilla chomping giant gouges out of Main Street Marketplace? Do your worst. But then we were visited by an unprecedented pandemic. No one living has ever witnessed so many abrupt shifts, most of which aren't foreign or unfamiliar, but they were been thrust upon us 1 to 5 years early. We've talked about that before. And almost all of those shifts are associated with technology, digital leverage, high tech. Remember Nesbitt's razor, John Nesbitt, the great futurist? Well, his quote that I'm going to give you in a minute is what I've named Nesbitt's razor. Here it is. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. So, guess what customers call high touch? Bingo. And the faster the velocity of change, the more valuable trust becomes. Or as Arki says, the harder trust is to find, the more precious it is. Here's how your coronavirus gift works. That gift I was telling you about, that trust gift. Here's how it works in real life in the marketplace. As we continue to discover pandemic-altered and accelerated customer expectations, seeking trust will become less subconscious by customers and more intentional by them because their acquisition process has become much easier. It's easier for customers to acquire what they need, right? Here's a customer speaking to herself. I can get exactly what I want at pretty much the same deal from three different companies. But now I have to decide, which one do I trust the most? She's not just looking for one to trust. She can find that quickly, too. There may be four or five, but she's looking for, they're all offering the same deal, but she's looking for trust, the most trust. This hyper-handy process that for that customer allows her to focus on the last remaining consideration, which happens to be the only thing you offer that isn't a commodity. That's right. It's that trust thing. Folks, even your service is a commodity. Everything you sell today is a commodity. Even service. Trust is the only thing today in the 21st century that isn't. Here's more Archie wisdom. An organization in which people earn the trust of others has a competitive advantage. In the marketplace, trust isn't just the right thing to do. It's a best practice. The more customers trust you and your business, the less likely they are to seek options elsewhere. That's always been so. But post-pandemic, especially in the B2B sector, when you're talking to business customers, customers will increasingly narrow their vendor list to the most trusted. Not the least expensive, the most trusted. Time is of the essence. Trust gives you time. So here's the ROI of your trust gift. The more customers trust you, the more they will pay you, which means higher margins. And that trust justifies your margins because delivering it saves customers time and drives quality to their customers, which defines value, right? So what does trust look like to a customer? Trust looks like ethics. In his book, In Search of Ethics, my friend Lynn Morello wrote, ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. Here's Bill to you. It looks like that last deal point I wanted was left out of the contract we signed last week. Here's you back to Bill. Well, I agreed to it, so let's put it back in, make it so. Devotion to the unenforceable looks like trust. Trust looks like integrity. Here's from French Nobel laureate Albert Camus. Integrity has no need of rules. So one of your employees says this to Ms. Johnson. It looks like the manufacturer's warranty has expired, but don't worry. You bought it from us, so we'll take care of it. Integrity, that's what that looks like. Trust looks like consistency. Socrates said, be in reality what you appear to be. 2.5 millennia later, trust doesn't hide behind algorithms. Your instructions to a website developer sounds like this. We don't abuse customers, whether they come in our front door or our online doors. Be in reality what you appear to be. Customers expect trust to be seamlessly integrated into every contact with your business, not just from you. And since trust isn't self-actuating, organizational trust cannot be presumed or taken for granted. You have to say it out loud to your team. Train employees to demonstrate trust in ethical situations. Do what was promised, even if it's only implied, and consistently deliver on the values you say your brand stands for, even if it hurts. Here's a quick trust training list to get you started. Tell the truth. Even delivering bad news is a form of trust. No surprises. In the marketplace, surprises erode trust. Surprises are for birthdays. Distribute trust power. Empower employees all the way down the org chart to have trust, responsibility, and authority. And, of course, you have to walk the talk. Here's last thoughts from Archie. The competitive advantage that trust gives your small business is waiting to be harvested. It's not even low-hanging fruit. It's lying on the ground. Trust is now more prominent and precious, and it's the single most powerful advantage your small business has. claim this rare pandemic present, and let the ka-ching begin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.